In case you missed it, Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto swept the best acting categories in both the Academy and Golden Globe Awards. The actors' performances in the Dallas Buyers Club were both outstanding and literally transformative. The fact-based drama is set in the mid-1980s in Dallas. McConaughey portrays Ron Woodruff, a hard-drinking, redneck, and womanizing cowboy. The AIDS epidemic is hitting the headlines with the news of the death of Rock Hudson, when the hard-partying yet quickly deteriorating Woodruff receives an unlikely diagnosis of full-blown AIDS and less than a month to live. Defiant and angry, Woodruff comes to accept the reality of his diagnosis, but begins a long battle with his physicians, who are blocking him from accessing experimental new drug treatments. Woodruff forms an unlikely alliance with Rayon, played by Leto, a transgender woman who is also seeking alternative treatment for AIDS. The two establish and supply the Dallas Buyers Club, a members-only network providing experimental drugs to AIDS patients for $400 a month. Woodruff travels the globe to secure sources for an array of non-FDA-approved treatments, while Rayon builds the customer base by recruiting members from gay bars and AIDS support groups. The men help countless others while also becoming stronger themselves until the FDA and IRS seize their inventory and launch a lengthy legal battle the two have little time or energy to fight. As a physician treating Ron and Rayon, Dr. Eve Sachs, played by Jennifer Garner, begins to question her own ethics as she sees her colleagues block access to promising experimental treatments under the pressure and financial incentives offered by the big pharmaceutical companies. McConaughey and Leto both give memorable performance on screen and both physically transform themselves to get into character. And while overlooked during awards nomination season, Garner's portrayal of Dr. Sachs is both grounding and heartfelt, adding stability to the main characters' lives while also providing a compassionate connection for the audience. Directed by Jean-Marc Vallée, the film runs 1 hour and 57 minutes and is rated R for language and sexual content. Tough and sad to watch at times, it's a film worth seeing. This is Linda Jager with the KPCW Friday Film Review.